letter written by more than 40 former British diplomats, written to Prime Minister Theresa May. The letter warns that Brexit has turned into a national crisis and urges her to delay pulling out of the European Union. Lord Peter Ricketts is among those who signed. He is former National Security Advisor for the UK government, also former ambassador to France. Lord Ricketts, good to have you with us.
Good to be with you on NPR.
Lay out for me briefly the argument that you and dozens of other senior diplomats are making in this letter.
We have become increasingly concerned that we are approaching this critical moment for the UK, leaving the EU. We've been a member for 40 years, and there are no good preparations made for it. There is a draft of a deal between Britain and the EU, but no parliamentary majority for it. And increasing signs that if we were to crash out without a deal, there would be all sorts of damage to the British economy, to people's lives, and to our security.
And just in terms of timing, there's still 5 weeks and an odd number of days left. You don't think that's enough time?
No. I mean, it's an incredibly short time. We've been doing this now for almost 2 years, and there is still no sign of a parliamentary majority or for a set of changes to the deal that might command that majority.
You must still know many, many people within the government. Do you believe that a delay to Brexit at this point is seriously under consideration?
A delay is seriously under consideration in Parliament. Indeed, there is a cross-party group of members of Parliament who are pushing for that now and may well be able to secure majorities in Parliament.
What about at Downing Street, Prime Minister May's office?
Well, in Downing Street, they are totally focused on trying to find a way of tweaking this deal, amending this deal so that it finds a majority. And I think probably in the civil service, they're in the familiar position that the leadership are completely concentrated on plan A, don't want to think about plan B. And yet the civil service has a responsibility to think about plan B as well, which would mean a delay of some months to allow time for a compromise to emerge, or if necessary, to prepare better for a no-deal departure. I think if we asked the Europeans for a delay, I think they would agree.
You've had signals from Brussels that that would in fact be the case.
Well, yes, and from other capitals as well. I don't think anybody relishes the idea that there will be a brutal, abrupt departure in the next 5 weeks. And although it would be inconvenient to Europe because it has European parliamentary elections and things coming up this spring, I think people would prefer a delay and more time to the alternative.
What do you want Americans listening to know about what is happening in your country right now?
I think listeners need to understand that Britain's departure from the EU isn't just a technical thing. It's a seismic upheaval in Britain's foreign policy and international relations. That isn't going to impact, in my view, on the crucial relationship with the United States, but it is going to affect Britain's pace and role in the world.
And may I ask you personally, as someone who's served your country for many years, how worried are you?
I'm very worried that Brexit is going to both make us weaker economically and diminish our international influence. And I think Britain has been able to play quite an important part in designing and then implementing this set of international rules that has allowed so many countries to become prosperous in the last 60 or 70 years. And I think we'll be less able to play that in a world that seems more and more unsettled as a result of this abrupt and rather brutal departure from the club that we belonged to since 1973.
Retired British diplomat Peter Ricketts. Lord Ricketts, thank you.
Thank you very much.